we've talked about it a handful of times, is how it's going to affect artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like with Midjourney, and what was that app, Lenza?
There's Lenza, there's Midjourney.
Midjourney,
Dolly. There's
these are apps that create art specifically?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Art. That you put the prompt, mm-hmm. and it creates that for you, like the one I sent you guys, like my favorite one was still African Queen Thanos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. But like there's a mixed bag of like, I mean, remember when it first came out? There was a whole bunch of
much controversy.
A lot of artists were like, no to AI art. Well, one, I get the whole thing of like, the whole, they used other people's art as for the AI data, mm-hmm. to reference without their consent, which is, I get it. Like, that's essentially plagiarism. So, to be able to opt out of that, I think that would be the first step in correcting it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To give them some sort of royalty program.
Yeah.
Or an incentive, mm-hmm. long term, that would help them, because a lot of artists helped give these other AI art programs, mm-hmm. the style it wanted. Yeah. So like, just to be able to, it would be great to be able to compensate them long term.
Mm-hmm. Especially since like when we used Lenza, we paid for images.
Yeah.
And so it's like understandably, like artists who like have worked for years and years and years creating their own style of art, and now this piece of technology can just replicate it, and people give their money to them. It's like what the hell, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So like, I completely understand, especially in the con scene. There's a lot of artists. They go to cons. They like sell their art. They sell online. They do like commissions, and like that's their like livelihood. So something like coming in and making something off of their art, which they may or may not have consented to, that's a violation.
I think how would you guys like, I'm trying to imagine, like, what do you think, because there's a lot of people that consider themselves AI artists, like they do it,
does take a certain amount of skill level to get the words right on a prompt, or kind of like find your way around it. So some people use like ChatGPT to help them optimize the prompt to use for something like Midjourney.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
what's
whatever.
Midjourney is another art, probably the best AI generated art I've seen. The one that African Queen Thanos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can create like from, or the ones that you're seeing on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It creates a really, really, really good AI generated art. Yeah. It's the one that they finally fixed AI hands.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The fingers are five and the palms are just one. Yeah. And then the phalanges are the correct
are exactly
number.
Where they're supposed
so,
to be.
Yeah, yeah. There's no AI. So that's a thing.
Like, so AI art has now perfected hands.
And it's only
hands are very hard to draw for humans, so
And it's still 2022.
Yeah.
And imagine
2023.
Shit. And imagine how good it's going to be next year.
Oh, yeah.
And how powerful this was going to be. Yeah, the thing we were also talking about, like, oh, yeah, AI artists. Like, the whole, because my friend Rob, he's a video game, he's a game art instructor in some of the colleges around here. He's one of the few artists that I know that love ChatGPT and Midjourney. Mm. Because he's like, bro, like, I don't have to say, all I have to do is finish the job. I'm all for it. And then his argument was like, you still need to have the technical understanding to be able to fix things AI hands, or to be able to change
AI things. Hands.
Yeah.
This is one hand.
So
this is one hand.
Yeah. So it's a, especially if you're trying to have it look a certain way and AI doesn't always generate it the way you want it. Mm-hmm. Having that technical understanding allows you to fix what the AI can't do just yet.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then also
still a baby. It's a baby.
It's almost like the way I'm seeing it is like how YouTube and social media commoditized everyone being like famous. Yeah. Back then there was a very high bar to just be on TV, but now everyone can have attention. Now everyone can be an artist.
Yeah.
But but now it's a matter of like, how good is your brand?
Yes. Yes. Can you talk about that? Can you talk about like the hesitations that people had about AI and why, and like ways that they could overcome that?
Yeah. I think the main way that people can overcome the whole battle with AI is having a strong community, having a strong brand, because it goes back to, I don't know, like having an original Van Gogh, having an original Picasso,
Monet,
yeah, like knowing that knowledge. It goes back to like the relationship from the consumer to the creator of like, I know I got this specifically from this artist, from, you know, because then they know this commission or this art was specifically made for them, albeit like you can probably put the same prompt like on AI, but it's just like, there's a thing, is like it going back to, there's less value if it just comes to you easy.
Yeah
And it's like, okay, cool, now what?
But you
go to this person who has a brand, who has a following, who has a community, and then they're giving their time to you. There's a lot of what's the word I'm looking for, like, I guess time being put into it, which is like, there's a lot of
time, effort, creativity, like blood, sweat, and tears.
There's literal labor there.
Yeah. It's like, I guess, for example, like, you know, when people have any of you like ever received like a handwritten thank you card?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you actually took the time to sit down and like write this for me, especially nowadays where texting everything is just so easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And like, my handwriting is crap, but like,
yeah,
there's something about, like, knowing that someone put that time into it, that just like puts like a little stamp of like appreciation, and like nothing can, not even like technology can't touch that.
That it goes back to humans being nostalgic.
Yes.
Like, humans love nostalgia, which is why a lot of us are like, there's a lot of
these 90s babies.
Yeah. So I don't think, I could see the whole scare of AI of like, oh no, it's going to take my job or anything like this. As artists, like, people are going to further appreciate the individual artist, but also means you better work on your brand 10 times harder to get that, build that community, because it's, I don't know, I guess that's what, even now, it even before ChatGPT, the question would be, how do I stand out as an artist amongst other artists?
Yeah.
So it goes back to, I mean, putting good content out there and then building your community. Yeah. So like, there's an article out there of 1,000 true fans, and then that's all you need. Like, if you have like a $10 product, and these are 1,000 hardcore fans, that's like $10,000.
Going back to the whole like humans versus like technology, essentially, like when it comes to like art, I think it's a natural human thing to reject the new thing first.
Yeah.
Because I remember when, like, it's basically whenever technology starts doing something that only humans used to be able to do, people push back on it. Because I remember, like, when I was in high school, we had a project to make this like calendar or whatever. So everybody handmade theirs. They went to the craft store and they, you know, like, they spent hours gluing and pasting things. I'm like, I don't do that. I'm not, well, at that point, I'm not a crafty person. So I'm like, I don't do that. But you know what I'm good at? Computers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great example.
Like, you know what I'm good at? Computers. And you know what computers can do now? They can do artsy things. So I like put everything together on the computer. I mean, I had my mom help me like get my work to a printer and like bind it, so it looks like a really presentable like calendar you could actually put on your desk. That's something bulky, full of glitter. Yeah. And impractical.
Yeah.
And then, like, I got an A on it because it looked great. I did the assignment.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, oh, you put little to no effort on it. I'm like, did I?
It's a different
did kind of I? I just didn't cover myself in glitter and goop, but I stayed up, like, till 3 a.m. when my eyes burn.
Yeah. And just because that you didn't put the same kind of effort doesn't mean that the effort you put into it is any less.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely the whole, like, again, it commoditizes, it puts everyone kind of in a level playing field and everything. Yeah. The one example that comes up for me is, it's controversial. I thought it was a great example of the power of AI, was the AI generated children's book.
Oh yeah.
So the guy used ChatGPT to create the characters, create the look, create the story, and then he used, I think, Midjourney as well to create
for
all the art.
Yeah.
And then published it in the weekend. So one, that's pretty cool in terms of how fast. Two, I get, I can see how it's like, what happened to like originality, creativity? I get that, because you know it does make that questionable. But in just for example's sake, to help one, the non-creative people put something out there if they can't afford writer or an editor or an artist, because illustrators can get expensive. You can't. Yeah. What if you can't afford that? Midjourney is I think I forget how much it is, but it lets you at least get your foot in the door. It allows you to create proof of concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what if those who are creative, how can you use this as a tool, not a threat, to level up, to make your work easy for you?
I agree. Like, a lot of the tools nowadays, or like things that come about nowadays, like people see it as threatening because they've come into a way of being that they're used to. But the thing with like this is like things change, and like we as humans change, and so the more that we can adapt to what's being created, because these are tools for us to upgrade ourselves and upgrade whatever we're doing. So it's like, see it as that way and not as something that's going to put you down. You know, use it to your advantage. Yeah.